And just to explain, a blade is a moulded, thin, it's a molded raised piece thin. Of plastic instead of having studs, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I mean, it's got an unfortunate name for a kickoff.
Yeah. But like you're saying, in rugby, in a maul, or a ruck, or a free ruck, you're going to get stud. Well, yeah. Years ago, I had studs in the head and everything. But, you know, this blade thing could be an issue in rugby.
Absolutely. See, what makes it worse is there was absolutely no intent from the opposition player whatsoever. It was a complete accident. Now, you would say, well, how does that make it worse? I think that makes it worse because it was random. If he'd deliberately meant to do it, then that was cause and effect. But this was fluke. Now, if it's fluke once, it'll be fluke again.
Are there any rules or regulations at the moment laid down on footwear in rugby?
Yeah, I couldn't quote them verbatim, but the referees do check studs, and clearly they're very thorough at this, and the referee and the officials didn't pick it up before the game, and that's no criticism of them. And again, that's another worrying issue, that it was missed, but there was something sharp on a boot. And I think that the nature of the design of those blades is particularly susceptible to causing that injury, because we had a player, Scott Barrow, who got a similar cut in the same place, playing for England counties against France.
And I have seen and read other articles where there's nothing wrong with the boots. It's virtually brand new and still done that in injuries. So is it the design? Is it this? Is it that? Or does it just get a bit scuffed after a little bit of wear? No one's got any idea. But the fact is, younger people are influenced by senior players and what they wear, as we know, in the fashion market in sport, and that could be a trend if allowed to carry on in younger rugby.
If I was a parent of 14, whatever age, 15-year-old, even younger, and he came home or she came home from rugby with an injury like Steve Breer's had on Saturday, you wouldn't let him near a pitch again. So I think that we need to look very carefully at the footwear issue.
What are you going to do officially then on this?
I'm just going to look what the options are. I don't think it's down to me to have a personal crusade. I can highlight it, but I can mention it to people in the RFU and see what they come back with. As I say, I don't want to have the Mark Nelson crusade against blades, because, you know, you can't prove anything one way or the other. But I just think it is worth highlighting that players as well should look at their own footwear before they go out, as well as the and there's a responsibility for players as well.